Wednesday, Yisra'i, Shir 314, Perek Chav Dalid, new Perek, Aleph. What's beautiful about this Perek is it's something that we actually say pretty often, and it would be beautiful to know what we're saying. Le David, Mizmar, Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloya, Tevel V'yoshveva. So Chazal seemed to say that this Mizmar was what David HaMelech said when he brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is why we say it when we bring the Aron back, at least during the week. Again, we'll just repeat the concept. L'David Mizmar is that first there was Shechina, and then he said Shira. Mizmar L'David, the one before this, Chav Gimel, was Mizmar L'David, was the opposite. First he's saying Shira, and then the Shechina came. But here was L'David Mizmar. L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umaloya. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam owns, it belongs to him, the Aretz. Belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umaloya. And everything that's in it. Tevel, what's Tevel? So it's exactly how to translate the word Tevel. The Mefarshim say Tevel is the places where people live are called Tevel. So the Aretz and Maloya belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tevel, the place where people live, V'yoshveva. And everybody that lives in the Tevel. So the David HaMelech's first statement over here, his beginning statement, is that the Rabbeinu Shalom owns everything. Everything that you see belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi actually says Ha'aretz is Eretz Israel, Eretz HaMeyuchad, Tevel is other Aratzes. But the point is that the Rabbeinu Shalom owns everything. And that's the first, the praise, the first, the opening statement of David HaMelech is that a person should have this clear in his mind, the Aretz and everything that's in it with all the Baalei Bechira and everything else belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tevel, the places where people live, and the Yoyishveva, all human beings, are all belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all Lashem. Every single thing that we see is controlled by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nobody else has any say in what happens in this world.